Thank you for mentioning the usefulness of the recollections, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, etc. I also found Ajahn Karun Dhammo's statement helpful about not living in the past. Could you clarify how to recollect without living in a past good experience? Taking a past good experience and then using it to inform the present, say, in an uplifting way, in an energizing way, in a way that leads to increased reflection and consideration, then that's a useful way to use the past. I mean, sometimes there's a misunderstanding or a misconception, you know, as an ideal practitioner is sort of just completely grounded in the present moment and doesn't have any thoughts of the past or the future. And that's not the case at all. The Buddha was more than capable of planning and building on his experience and using past experience to inform the present. And then even just reflecting into the future to sort of see, well, what is a useful course of action? What's a beneficial way forward? When it's not useful is when we take a past good experience and then we're constantly comparing whatever we're experiencing to some idealized past that is of dubious kind of veracity. Oftentimes there's a certain fantasy about that, of how good it really was. Yeah, it's not like the good old days, you know. we easily drift into that nostalgia, and then we, comparing our present experience to some idealized and somewhat disembodied experience. So that's when it gets unskillful, and one needs to distance oneself from that kind of living in the past. But it's with wisdom that we take the experience that we had and really learn from that.